Bible study. Can someone be saved without the Holy Spirit? From an apostolic Pentecostal perspective. Introduction. One of the most vital questions every believer must ask is, what does the Bible say about the necessity of the Holy Spirit for salvation? Many churches today emphasize belief, confession, or moral living, but the Word of God clearly teaches that salvation is incomplete without the indwelling of the Holy Ghost. In the New Testament, receiving the Holy Spirit is not an optional experience. It is a requirement for entrance into the kingdom of God and the seal that we belong to Christ. This study will examine what the Scriptures say about the necessity of the Holy Spirit for salvation and eternal life. Number 1. Without the Holy Spirit, you are not Christ's. Romans chapter 8, verse 9, New King James Version. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. This verse is crystal clear. If a person does not have the Holy Spirit, the Bible says they do not belong to Christ. No matter how good, sincere, or religious someone may be, without the indwelling Spirit, they are not in covenant with Jesus Christ. Paul isn't making a suggestion. He's giving a definitive condition of salvation. The Spirit of Christ must dwell in you. Number 2. You must be born of water and Spirit. John chapter 3, verse 5, New King James Version. Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Jesus, speaking to Nicodemus, doesn't say you might not, or it's better if you do. He says you cannot enter the kingdom of God unless you're born of water and of the Spirit. Born of water refers to water baptism in Jesus' name. Acts chapter 2, verse 38, Acts chapter 8, verse 16. Born of the Spirit refers to receiving the Holy Ghost. With the initial evidence of speaking in tongues, Acts 2 and 4, Acts 10 and 46, Acts 19 and 46, 6. This new birth experience is the only way into the kingdom, according to Jesus himself. Number 3. The parable of the 10 virgins, no oil, no entry. Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 13. In this parable, Jesus describes 10 virgins waiting for the bridegroom, representing himself. 5 were wise and brought oil in their lamps, and 5 were foolish who had no oil. While the bridegroom delayed, all 10 fell asleep. But when he arrived, only those who had oil were allowed into the wedding. The rest came later, knocking on the door. But the Lord said, "I do not know you." The oil is symbolic of the Holy Spirit. Just as oil was used to anoint kings and priests and to keep lamps burning, the Holy Spirit separates, empowers, and prepares the believer for Christ's return. The 5 foolish virgins represent those who may have looked the part, church attenders, religious people, even professed believers, but lacked the Holy Ghost. When the time came, they were not ready and were shut out of the kingdom. Conclusion. According to Scripture, you cannot be saved without the Holy Spirit. It is not just a spiritual upgrade or a nice experience. It is the divine requirement for every soul who desires to be part of the bride of Christ. Romans chapter 8, verse 9 says, if you don't have the Spirit, you're not Christ's. John chapter 3, verse 5 says, you can't enter the kingdom without being born of water and Spirit. Matthew 25 shows us that without oil, the Holy Ghost, we will be shut out when the bridegroom comes. This is why Acts chapter 2, verse 38 is so vital. On the day of Pentecost, when the people asked, "What must we do?" Peter gave the only biblical answer. Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 2, verse 38, NKJV. The Holy Ghost is not optional. It is the seal of salvation, the power for victorious living, and the preparation for eternity. If you have not received the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues, we encourage you to seek God with your whole heart, because He desires to fill you with His Spirit today. The promises to you and to your children and to all who are afar off, Acts 2 and 39.